Welcome to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis, with your host, Suzanne Z. Pedro. This program will catapult your awareness in the mastery of power, influence, and persuasion. Journey to the uncharted conversations of human interactions and discover your winning capital. Now, from the boardroom to the bedroom with Suzanne Z. Pedro.
Hi, good day, everybody. This show is going to be a little bit different, a little bit maybe titillating, a little bit unexpected. It's called The Whys of the Bedroom, not W-H-Y, but The Why. And it's basically from Yanni to your Yoni, which we'll explain later. But people tend to think that to get sexual empowerment that you need to have, you know, breast enlargements, a higher dress, false eyelashes, and that's all visual appeal. But there's so much more to going to from point A to point B. And we all hardwired, and to get to that point, to that sexual place we all want to go with that person, we hardwired, and it's in our brain, and it goes through our five senses. So we're going to be exploring with two different guests how to use different senses to empower you besides just that visual. My first guest I'd like to introduce is Lee Brown, and she's a musician and therapist. And welcome, Lee.
Thank you, Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm looking forward to talking about some of the things that we can do to get us in the mood, so to speak.
I have a question for you real quick.
Sure.
I heard in your past life, that you might have been once a madame.
I just kind of have this sneaky suspicion that those who believe in that I have a funny feeling that I feel kind of comfortable in that concept. I've never experienced it in this lifetime, but it just seems like I have an abundance of friends that come to me and want to know answers to their questions. They want to know, and they seem to get great results. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's
on
why
the right track.
That's why I have you, because I mean, you've answered all my questions, and I'd love you to answer for the audience. So, let's shoot away.
Okay. Well, I'm going to kind of, I know that you have your title for the show, but I'm going to kind of refer to my section as kind of in the mood, and I wanted to talk a little bit about how we specifically think of music in our lives and how music gets us in the mood for that bedroom interaction. And that, to me, is such an important element. You know, a lot of people are very busy these days, and they're very scheduled. They have to make appointments for everything in their life, whether it's an appointment to go to the dentist or the doctor, or they have to make an appointment for a conversation with their children, or they have to make a date night with their husband or with their significant other, or they have to almost work it into their schedule when they're going to have sex. But when you decide that you have this, there's all kinds of things that you can do to enhance and make it better. But the reality is, when things just kind of naturally flow and happen, they flow naturally in our mindset for a reason, but not because it's really always so natural. There's all kinds of external things that are happening and going on, whether it's, like you said, the different senses, whether we're attracted to somebody by the sight, or their scent, whether they're wearing a fragrance that we particularly like or enjoy, or whether there's some song that's playing, or whether you like the way they're dressed, or whether we just had a great meal or a glass of wine and that's all part of it, or whether they touch our hand briefly or our shoulder and there's a little tingle and you feel something. So it does take all of the senses to get us, quote, in the mood. But we're going to kind of talk about what our ears are going to be doing and what our ears are hearing and the music behind all of that.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, I did a very strange little thing the other afternoon after you called me and asked me to be on the show. I just went to Amazon because I love Amazon.com, and I just did a search. And I thought, okay, I want to see how many particular CDs are out there or musical pieces or interests that they have in the category if I put in music for dining. So I did a music for dining search, and they had 218. I thought that was pretty respectable. But that means that people have put together 218 combinations of music that some of them even say, you know, music for your French dining, music, great music for dinner parties. So the people are marketing this. They are making, in essence, playlists for you. They're telling you what to do. They're telling you what to listen to. I think in the years to come, we're going to see less of that because everybody can make their own playlist. And we want to talk eventually about how that can happen. So I continued talking about Googling, or not Googling, but searching on Amazon. For instance, there's 933 music venues or music opportunities that they have that you can purchase that are designed specifically for exercise and workout. Mm-hmm. If you want to drink, if you want drinking music, 834. Now,
oh my.
Now, I think that there's lots of great drinking music out there because it's played in bars all the time and there's more and more drinking songs, but this was specifically music that was what they were putting into that category. There's over 2,000 pieces of music or music selections that they categorized for music that would be great for driving. But what was interesting to me in this category of activities, if you want to get energized, they had 4,687 to get your energy going.
Wow.
You know, to give you that jolt of energy like the cup of Joe would do you in the morning. Now, you contrast those numbers, which go, and we know that we can make statistics look all kinds of ways, and granted, there's going to be some blurring in these distinctions, because some of the drinking may be in the dining and vice versa, the driving might be in the energy, you know, all of those things. You might find something in multiple categories. But this is, the top number that we had was 4,687 for energy. Contrast that to the music for healing, 5,257.
Oh.
Relaxation, 7,400. Sleep, 7,286. And get a load of this, meditation, 33,691. When I saw those numbers, if that said nothing else to me, it said that people are searching for ways to relax. That they're busy, they're uptight. They don't need, you know, we get our workout, we do that with the sound. We're okay on that part. We'll take whatever drives us. But they're searching for something, and people are realizing that stress levels are so high. So then, garnered with that, I decided to see what they listed, whether there was music for sex. And I specifically put music for sex, and it comes up with 5,264.
Wow.
Now, there are people that write music or that they have compiled playlists that are great songs that they say can be used for sex. But the big one, romance, 21,408. Compare the romance to the sex, it's four times higher than the amount of music just for sex.
Well, I think what we're talking about sex and seduction, romance, seduction, right? Romance,
yes.
Seduction as like pure sexual, like wham bam.
Right.
You know? I'm sorry.
So, if you're looking for the romance, everybody and their brothers out there telling you how to romance somebody, just like everybody is telling you how to have meditation music and quiet music. It's fascinating. You know, we live in this world where there's almost noise pollution. And so we have to escape that. But if we think about music for romance and all of those wonderful times when we've been with people, I don't know about you, but don't you associate certain songs with boyfriends or men that have been in your life, or you know, even friendships, relationships of all sorts. I mean, songs that you might think of remind you of your parents, or
not only that, Lee. They had a research where people that have Alzheimer's, when they play music from their generation, from their time, that they tend to be more in tune, and it helps, you know, get their memory back from playing that music from their era, genre.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying. Definitely.
And people tend to think that they are directed to music by the genre. We think about country, Broadway, pop, classical music. We categorize it by that. But there was a fascinating study done back in, let's see if I can find what year that this was in. It'll come to me in a second. Yes, 2011.
Okay.
That was not that far ago. And they did this study and found out that there were five factors that influenced your taste in music, and it had nothing to do with the genre. People could end up liking a so-called country song that didn't necessarily like country because of how it was done or who did it or something. And so they said that there was motivation for liking music, and it was based on something being mellow or unpretentious or sophisticated, intense or contemporary.
Uh-huh.
Well, some of those same genres, the mellow going then to the intense, is something that you need if you're going to design your own playlist for the bedroom, because you can't have it all the same. If you went in, if you were with somebody and it was the same kind of music playing constantly, that's not how a intimate relationship between two people exists. It's not just the same every time. There's a little bit of time that you want for a little bit of warm-up, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And right before we have like 1 minute to break, and that reminds me of something that research that they said, I'm sure you understand what the pitches in children crying, and it's the intensity and it's the variation that gets people, and it says it's more powerful not knowing the unexpected than the expected. So we have like 30 seconds to break. So when we come back, maybe you can talk about the tingle factor.
I can talk about that and give you some real good examples of that tingle factor. Having lived through those eras, I certainly know what causes an awful lot of people to have experienced that.
And you must tell me about the rhythmic beat of disco.
That's top on the list. We're going to get to disco in a minute. But
okay.
People that don't like disco can't run away.
All right. So we'll be back in just a few seconds with Lee Brown. Thank you.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, everybody. I'm back with Lee Brown, musician, therapist, and has a little bit knowledge, a lot of knowledge, let's say, on taking those oral sounds and sensations and leading you into the bedroom. And so we're going to get back to where we left off. And I think that's when you were going to tell me about the different patterns of beats and let's say the genre of disco or something.
Exactly. And there's beats that we talk about, beats per minute. And that's what you refer to as, in music terms, a tempo. Believe it or not, everybody has this innate sense. If you ask them to relax calmly without even really thinking about it, and if they were to tap the foot in what they would consider a calm nature, eventually people will find something that's correlated to 60, be it 60 beats a measure or 120 beats per measure or 30. It's something corresponding to the 60. We have this internal sense of about 60 because there's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. It's just something that we absorb without even having to think about it. And musicians will often play something for the first time or discover it. They'll end up playing it at 60 and not even knowing. If you play it at 120, you've just done the double of that. So there's a distinct correlation there. And our bodies feel that, and they react to that. They feel comfortable there. That's in their comfort zone. We all know that feeling if your heart suddenly starts racing or is not beating where it should be. It can be a wonderful feeling if somebody special just walked into the room and you're seeing them. It can be a scary feeling if you're sitting all alone and all of a sudden you feel like you're having medical issues. When disco music came out, one of the main things that they did was create the number of beats that people were going to hear. And if you listen to those beats, the most frequently used is 120 beats a minute. The range later came between 120 and 140 beats a minute.
So it was now, like pulsating.
Exactly, constant pulsating. Mm-hmm. Now, give me a guess, Suzanne. If you were to turn on the radio right now and listen to a song, how long is that song approximately?
Oh, my. I download my song, so it's usually about 2-3 minutes.
Yes. And sometimes 3.5. Sometimes we get a 4-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
But not that often. The disco music started increasing the song length. And they started experimenting with the 4-minute versions. And these were what they called the extended versions from what you heard on the radio.
Right,
then
okay.
Then the 5-minute versions. And then the 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10. And people started referring to disco music as the concept. It was like having an orgasm while they were dancing. That it was, the music was creating that because it just kept building and building and building and building.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you would fall off the dance floor because you were just exhausted and sweating. And it was just that constant push, but it was the extended that never stopped and interrupted. Music that only lasts 2 minutes and two more minutes of music and 3 minutes of music and 2 minutes of music can almost be distracting. It's almost better to have sex in silence. Then disco got even braver, and they started doing some 12-minute songs, and I think that some of the longest songs that they did were 17 minutes. Hear those any place unless you were in an atmosphere that had a disco DJ.
I remember one that was Love to, I can't sing, Love to Love You Baby, and
that
it went on,
and it went on. They took so many songs and just did these extended, long versions because people were having such fun. They moved to that speed and tempo naturally. It was part of their sense, so there was a level of comfort there. But then the song, the fact that it kept going was what endured the song and made it fascinating and interesting and gave people such highs. I mean, there was a place that I remember going to when I was very young. Well, I was old enough to be there. But they would take, when you were out on the dance floor, and after people were dancing long enough, it would be in the summertime, you'd be hot as the Dickens. They literally took a fire extinguisher and would spray over the crowd to cool people off. And was like it had some CO2 in it or something, because it was just this fog of everybody that had just been dancing for so long, you didn't want to stop. That's the same thing that people strive for and want so much in any kind of an intimate relationship. And we have the technology, we have the ability to create our own playlist for the bedroom. And that's something that people can do on their own. But there's a few things they should keep in mind if they're going to do that. First of all, you don't have to have one style of music. You can have a little bit of everything, especially if you are having, if you have more than one partner. For those people, then you would have to have specific ones designed for that person. But you want music that's happy. You want to have a little bit of mellow. You want to have a little warm-up time. And then you want to build with the music. And you want to build not only in the volume, but you want to build in the tempo, the speed. And then you want to have some wind-up or wind-down at the end. So you want to build kind of an arc with it as far as what we call the tempo or the speed of it. Does that make sense?
Well, that reminds me, excuse me, of, what was it, Dudley Moore and 10, the movie 10 with Bolero, Ravel's Bolero, where it went, the tempo went slow and increased.
Ravel pattern, but that built so much more, not so much more, but speed, but it built in adding more instruments and more instrumentation, so it became fuller and fuller, and there were more things going on simultaneously.
So
but it had that constant pulse.
And then it's the intensity.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
It invites you along with it. It takes you on the journey, so to speak. So you've got that to keep in mind. Then you really, really want to have an assortment of music, but music that you're comfortable with, and find something that's playful. It doesn't have to be something that just always has romantic lyrics. If you're starting a new relationship with somebody, it can be really scary to start and hear songs about how much they love you and things of that sort. That might not be where your comfort level is or where their comfort level is. If you've been married for 35 years, you might need to say those songs with the romance and love and bring those back, because you might need that little boost to get the spark going again. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But keep in mind that music has a tempo, it has a speed, it has a melody. That's the part that you would hum. And much of what we listen to has lyrics. Some people don't ever hear the lyrics. They only hear the beat. Some people only hear the lyrics, and they don't hear anything else. Some people just hear the tune of it. In disco music, I think we probably heard the beat more than we heard some of the words, except for those words that were repeated over and over, like, I will survive, I will survive.
Right, or Exotica from Madonna, Exotica, Exotica, Exotica.
Yes, the repetition. So you have to know that different people are going to respond to different things, and for you to find what you respond to best is to truly listen to it, and just listen to anything when you're paying attention to the radio. Are you tuning it out? Is it pulling you in? And when you find things that draw you to the music, because, you know, one of the most uncomfortable things for some people is silence. And I personally think that it's much healthier to have sex with music than with the TV show going on in the background.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that to me doesn't really say much. That's just blocking out sound. That's like white noise.
Especially if you have a laughter background, you know, one of those laughter, you know, segments that somebody's just laughing all the time.
And
I mean,
the commercials, you have no sense of that. You know, it used to be the joke of how many people had sex during the Tonight Show
true.
The early days because of the time of day that it was on. And if you really care about that person, one of the most loving things that you can do is create playlists for them, for the two of you together, that share your journey. And you can then in turn share certain songs that are special to you. But you want it to build, and then you have to remember to play it at the volume that's right. You don't want your music so loud that you can't have conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you don't want it so soft that you have to strain to hear it. You want it to have it all surrounding you, but not overpowering.
It seems like when you make that playlist, Lee, is that between you and that special other person, is that if, say, for chance something happens that y'all still not together, maybe 10 years down the line, he might be with somebody or you might be with somebody, and you hear that song and it's still, like you were saying earlier, it still brings back those not only memories but feelings and that, you know, that engulfing of how it was back then and where sometimes you want, you know, to go back to that time depending
exactly
on where you are.
Love is one of the most empowering things that we can experience in our life. And it's not just love of self, which is very important, but it's love for other people and certainly a love for a special person in your life. And that, just feeling that, experiencing that, it's kind of like you have this secret that not everybody has to know. You can walk through the grocery store and know that you're in love and just feel great because of it.
And have that smile on your face and nobody knows why you're smiling.
Right. And it's because you've had this feeling of empowerment. So I think the music helps cover those silent times that can be awkward for people. And it can also create something really, really special. And then it becomes very powerful because it's something just for the two of you.
Oh, thank you, Lee. It looks like we're running out of time, but thank you so much. And I hope our audience will make their own playlist for their little personal interludes.
And
thank
let me know if they send you any emails or questions. I'll be more than happy to give you information to send back to them.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lee. I appreciate
it. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Do you feel feel like sometimes you just don't know where to start with your health and fitness routine? Every week, you can hear from people who have been where you feel that you are right now and find out how they moved forward and are living their best lives ever. It's called Lifestyle 360, and your host is Nicole Monier. Get inspired to take control of your health and your life. Tune into Lifestyle 360 every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you figured out what's not working in your business and why? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaron, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaron was struggling with the same issue, so she hired other business coaches and experts to help her see what she couldn't. Her journey is to keep learning, and she is here to share this with you so that we can all keep working together. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, everybody. We were just talking with Lee Brown, and that was the why. She was the Yanni, the music. And now my other special guest is Shannon Williams, which is the Yoni of the show, which she'll explain a little bit more in detail. And I'm so glad because Shannon has such a background, not just in fitness, but she's also integrated into holistics. She's a doula, a feasting practitioner, and a holistic life coach. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
And welcome. Thank you so much. You have me blushing, Suzanne.
I'm sure that our guests have a lot of wondering, like, I mean, I had to figure out what my yoni was. Now I know what my yoni is.
I'm so glad you know.
let's talk about your business is called Body in Motion Fitness and Dance.
Right.
Okay, that's how you started out. Okay, like what is the whole background of your company and the name, and we'll go on from there.
Body in Motion is a fitness and dance studio. We opened in 2009 because currently they do not have anything to make you feel happy and healthy and something different opposed to the normal exercises routines that we're so accustomed to at different fitness studios. And I just wanted to bring something a little bit different for the women, for them to understand their bodies, for them to be comfortable in their body. And fitness, pole fitness is something that you can do that will enhance all of those things.
And, I mean, you not only do pole fitness, this, I mean, your business expands to, like, I'm not even sure what a running sexy chair is, and you have booty bounce.
Yeah, we have running sexy chair. We have booty bounce. We have central moves. We have so many different classes because there are so many different variations of pole fitness. And the one thing we want our women to do is to get comfortable with their bodies and get comfortable with themselves. And that's one of our models that we have, for you to be comfortable about your inner self. And all of those sensual moves will come out, and you will be expressing yourself in a way that you have never expressed yourself before.
Well, I can imagine, because it takes a lot, you know, to get up in front of a bunch of just women, you know,
exactly.
Strange women to get, you know, and I've tried a couple of pole dancing classes, and it's not easy. I can assure you that you have to have, I mean, good muscle, upper body muscle tone, and there's a lot of different things that what are the different benefits that you can gain from just doing pole dancing besides, you know, working up your esteem?
It actually improves your muscles. It has great qualities. It relieves stress. You can burn almost 500 calories in an hour just doing pole fitness, just by doing your muscle stretches. So it has different things just coming to our studio. And like you said, you know, a lot of women have reservations about coming into a studio and doing something that they're not normally doing on a daily basis. But as women, you get comfortable because you're not used to it. Everybody makes mistakes. And when you see another person learning just how you're learning, you become comfortable with the individuals in your class. Even meeting them for the first time, I promise you, when you leave out, you're going to have a bond with these ladies because you're experiencing something as a whole.
What is the sexy chair? I'm not familiar with that one.
Sexy chair is we bring a chair out in our class, and you actually learn different types of moves with the chair. You learn sensual body moves. You can do strength. Upper body strength is a complete most when it comes to that. And you just learn something that you can bring home to your mate at the end of your session.
Is that what the I'm getting in my flashback in my mind from the Pussycat Dolls? Didn't they have a video?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. That's what you do, right? Okay, gotcha. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And what the booty bounce? Is that like a little twerk here, a little twerk there?
Yes, you can say it's a little bit of twerking, but you know, misconception is that booty bouncing doesn't burn a lot of weight and calories, and actually it does. It takes a lot of muscles for you to bounce that butt of yours, and you know, when you leave out there, you're kind of that bottom of yours will be sore because of so many muscles that you're using just to do that. But it's a little twerk here and there, and you kind of get a lot of extremely happy doing it as well. It's a lot of fun.
It seems like Shannon. Okay, when you, I mean, you can control, you know, a lot of, you know, by thought, a lot of your muscles, but it seems like to control your butt muscles is like takes a lot of concentration, and
it really does. It takes a lot of concentration, and when you actually do it the first time, that first little booty bounce and that first little twerk, and you tell yourself you need to, I got it, and you give yourself a little tap on the back, and you want to do it again. And see, that's what I love about pole fitness in my studio. When I see my clients come in there and they experience something so totally different, and I see that light of them just saying, "Yes, I did it," and they continue to do it, and they're having fun. That makes me so happy. I feel like I made a right choice.
Like you said, I mean, you know, everybody usually go to a fitness studio. It's, you know, the same run-of-the-mill things. And not only this, what you offering, it gives them, the ladies, like this inner glow, this self-esteem. And like you said, that it helps improve relationships, and they can take that home and carry it a little bit further than showing the husband, like, "Oh, look, I did a couple of squats today."
Suzanne, if you come there, we have, again, you come there and you're very reserved. You're looking around like, "Wow, why am I in here? This is something totally different. Will somebody look at me a little different way?" And you're going to see, hey, I can bounce my booty, you know. I can slide and, you know, slide and move on that sexy chair. I can have my high heels, and I didn't know I could swing on, you know, that pole so fast. You get this type of element about yourself that you didn't know, or it was never brought out. And that's what we bring out, that inner diva inside yourself. And when you leave out there, you're a totally different woman. It's like you can conquer anything because you had something that was in you that you never let out. And when you had the ability to, you're training that inside of you, just not your body, but, you know, your self-esteem and your spirit. When you train that to say, "Hey, I can do these things," when you say, yes, I can do that, you become a whole totally different, confident woman.
Oh, I can imagine, because I bet a lot of women that walk in there are just so reluctant, and they're like, they want to see what it's like and try it out, but I don't know if I can do it. And then, like you said, once they learn to master, and it must give you a whole sense of accomplishment when you see them, you know, walking out with this different, you know, shoulders up, head up, instead of the way they walked in.
Your posture, it will be totally different. And sometimes it kind of changes a woman. You know, you're so used to that 9 to 5. And we have corporate ladies that work in a corporate field. And they have to be a very stern. Their image has to be very direct. But when they come there, they're comfortable. They don't have to worry about all those things that happen in that 9 to 5 job. They're releasing that energy, releasing that stress, and they're having fun doing it.
And
that's like a little peace, a little qualm for them.
You know, I can imagine. I mean, you walking out of a corporate office, you know, walking in and wrapping your legs around a pole, and then having to find their other self. Because as a woman, we have a mother image, you know,
yes.
like you had said, you know, we're so busy nourishing other people and you know, taking care of business and family, and so often we neglect
ourselves. Yes. So then we wear so many hats as women, and sometimes we neglect ourselves, and it's because we do so much for others. And again, like you said, we have our work, we have our family, and we have images, but we never have that much of time to take care of self, to make ourselves happy. So still understand that we are women, and we have things, needs that we want to have and see. And when you come to the studio, we let that out. You can let all of those things out that you can't do in your everyday life.
And that must be so refreshing. Is there any nudity involved? I mean, what do the women have to wear when they come to your class? Or
No, we do not. It's a strict policy. There's no nudity. We show you how to do a sexy dance, moves, and routines, and then you go home and you show your loved one what we taught you. We do have ladies that come there with, very tight-fitted shorts, a sports bra. We have some that come with gym shorts on, because it's an either-or. You know, you can show your sensual side, and you wear your sexy heels, or you can come because you know you're about to work out and you're about to sweat and your hair is about to get a little gritty, and you wear your tennis shoes and your gym shorts, and you come out of there in a complete workout. But no, there's absolutely no nudity.
Before going to break, we have like 30 seconds. What kind of clientele do you have? I mean, do you have all different ages or
all different body types? And as long as you have to be over the age of 18, but it's all different types of women that can come, you know, and just enjoy and explore and just have an open mind about pole fitness.
Oh, that's great. We're getting ready to go to break. Shannon Williams will be back, and I have some more questions about some other interesting services you offer that I like to explore with you. Okay, thanks, Shannon.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Join us every week for Paper Hope Next Generation. This is a program for all women, regardless of age, who want to connect and start having real conversations about tough subjects. None of our topics are off the table, from the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves. We'll talk about the topics that impact women with specific focus on relationships, family, community, and self. Join Paper Hope Next Generation live every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Hope that you will be a part of the conversation.
Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, I've been discussing with my guest, a very special guest, Shannon Williams, who owns Body Motion and Fitness and Dance Studio, that offers, I mean, a variety. It's not your regular athletic club. No. She has
it's
some.
It's not your regular old fitness studio, Suzanne.
I'm sorry?
It's not your run-of-the-mill fitness studio.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not. It's off the charts because you offer so many special services, which we're going to get to right now. We're going to talk about, for people who don't know what Yoni is, and V-Steam.
Okay. Our V-Steam is a V-Steam is something that has been around for many, many years, for centuries. And a V-Steam is something as an internal cleanser that cleans the membranes of your vaginal tissues and uterus.
And what does that offer? I mean, besides just the cleansing,
it balances out your pH, in your body. It can eliminate yeast infections. It can give you, it helps with your menstrual support, vaginal bacteria, increase the cervical fluids, prevents and ease bladder and kidney stones, fibroids. And also, one thing, it increases your orgasm.
Wow, and you certified.
Which is something that your spouse would truly appreciate.
And yourself, too, right?
Yes.
And you certified in this, correct?
Yes, I am. You have to go through a training to get your certification. Also, you have to do an intake form for us to see if you're even eligible to do a V-Steam.
Okay, well, who would be eligible?
I would say that everybody's kind of eligible. The ones that are not eligible are people who are pregnant, who have heavy menstrual cycles, and you cannot come during your period. If you have any open wounds, any sores, or a vaginal infection, that's something we won't be able to help you on at that present time.
Do you have to go to a physician and get, like, a clearance?
Yes.
You do. Okay. I was wondering because, there must be like precautions and everything like that. You have to, you know, adhere to it, you know, as a practitioner.
Yes, we have to make sure that we're doing a service for you, and we want you to be the most healthiest person possible, but we don't want to do anything that would interfere with your body. So you have to do an intake form. If there's some type of medical issue, you will have to make us aware of it so we can see what is the best course of action for you to even try to be seen.
And what is the, can I ask you, I mean, is it too personal to ask what the procedure is?
The V-Steam is, okay, I get it. It like, is, we will wrap you in a steam. you're going to be wrapped in a blanket, and you're going to have yourself on a chair, and a steam is going to go up your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to feel a warm sensation in your body, but it's going to drain all of the toxins out. It's
wow.
a calming feeling. It's very relaxing. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour. You're probably not even going to notice it because half of my clients go to sleep because that's how relaxing it is.
And is there certain herbs you use?
Yes, we use sage, rosemary, and dandelion. That's just a couple of herbs that we use in our V-Steam.
And is that like, do you prepare that individually for a client, like if they having some kind of specific issue, you use a certain kind of?
Yes. Depending on the client, I cater all of my V-Steams for each client. So a client comes in there and tell me they're having, they usually have bad menstrual cramps. I probably add a different herb that is used to reduce that cramping in their V-Steam. Or if I have somebody who just wants to, you know, just have an oral body detox, I add a different herb. So it really caters to that client. When it comes to the different herbs that I use to do the V-Steam.
So it's almost like I'm trying to make a comparison. I don't know if this is a good comparison or not. So it's kind of like a colonic, but
yes,
the other way. And what amazes me, I really don't understand this, but I understand that you're also able to service men with the same kind of treatment?
No, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. No, it's not colonic. We don't put anything in your body. The only thing that's going inside your body is steam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you
also service, this is also beneficial for men as well as women, right?
Yes, and it's the same way. You know, you want to sit in a chair and the steam will go inside of you. So we have heat steams just like a V-steam. And the herbs are still catered for that individual depending on, you know, what services that they would need them for.
And, I mean, like, what type of gentleman would seek your services?
I would probably say if he's having, it can increase, you know, his orgasms as well.
Really? So you could go as a couple, right?
You can actually go as a couple, and he can have a V-Steam, and he can have a V-Steam. And it's relaxing. One thing I will tell you, mostly what the V-Steam does, it will relax your body. Something that in an everyday stressful world, something we do not have the chance to do is actually rest our bodies. This is going to enhance your body to rest, for you to get in a comfortable state.
So, okay, I'm trying to, you know, envision this. I was thinking more like a colonic. You said there's no insertion, right?
Yes, you're sitting in this chair and you're relaxing. You're wrapped up in a cloth, and the steam is coming from out inside of that chair. There's a little hole, and the steam will come in from inside of that chair, and you're going to feel a warm sensation come inside of your body. And it's going to drain. It's going to drain all of the toxins outside of your body. It lasts 45 minutes. But you're not going to realize that you're sitting in that chair because within probably 5 minutes, you will be knocked out sleep because it's just so relaxing for your body.
Wow. And
then, when you go
home,
you and your spouse will have enough rest. You'll be fully rested to do all the things that you can have advantages of.
You have to come back for a next appointment because you have to replenish yourself. Real quick, what is womb smudging?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Womb smudging? You offer womb smudging.
Womb smudging is more of a massage for your vagina. It's a massage for your vagina.
And that's obviously when you're in utero when you're carrying a baby, right?
Yes. Yes. Wow. That lasts about 25 minutes. And it's basically, you know, the muscles that your vagina is a muscle. So the muscles that we have, we try to relax those muscles. Again, because your body is always tense, is always stressed. You never have the time to really just sit down.
Shannon, thank you so much. We have like 30 seconds left. Could you give your information where people can contact you and anything that, you know, within 30 seconds you can fit in?
Okay. We're located on 3918 Ford Street. Our website is www.bimfitness.com. And I just want to tell the ladies, you come here with an open mind, no jewelry, and you can learn all the moves that you can. And just don't worry about, just, again, keep an open mind about everything. And I promise you, you will come back a different woman.
Oh, thank you, Shannon Williams, so much. I enjoyed you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Your host, Suzanne Z. Pedro, will be back again next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis. We hope you'll join us as well.